Alright folks, welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Your daily dose of reality checks and sanity hacks, all served with a side of witty banter. That's me, Jake Carter, your friendly neighborhood guide through this crazy thing called life. Now, today we're diving into something super important, something that can totally transform your day-to-day. Building healthy habits through mindfulness. You know that feeling when you finally nail that workout routine you've been putting off? Or when you resist the urge to scroll mindlessly for hours and actually read a good book instead? That's mindfulness in action, my friends. And trust me, it's way more powerful than you think. Let's break down 5 key takeaways that'll have you feeling like a Zen master in no time. Number 1. Mindfulness isn't just about meditation cushions and chanting. It's about bringing awareness to the present moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Think of it like this. Your mind is a wild monkey swinging from branch to branch, jumping between worries, anxieties, and daydreams. Mindfulness is about gently guiding that monkey back to the tree trunk, back to the solid ground of right here, right now. Number 2. You gotta start small. Don't try to meditate for an hour straight on day 1. That's a recipe for frustration. Begin with 5 minutes of focused breathing, noticing the rise and fall of your chest, the air entering and leaving your nostrils. Build it up gradually, like a muscle you're training. Consistency is key here, folks. Even a few minutes each day can make a world of difference. Number 3. Observe your triggers. What situations or thoughts tend to send your mind spiraling? Knowing your triggers allows you to anticipate them and develop coping mechanisms. Maybe it's social media that sucks you in, or that morning commute that leaves you stressed. Once you identify those triggers, you can start to consciously choose how you respond to them. Number 4. Embrace imperfection. Don't beat yourself up if your mind wanders during meditation. It happens to all of us. Gently guide it back to the present moment without judgment. Remember, mindfulness isn't about achieving some perfect state of Zen. It's about practicing awareness and acceptance in everyday life. And finally, number 5. Be kind to yourself. Building healthy habits takes time and effort. Celebrate your successes, no matter how small, and learn from your setbacks. Remember, you're on a journey, not a race. Think about the last time you were really present, savoring a delicious meal, enjoying a walk in nature, or connecting with a loved one. That feeling of genuine engagement, that sense of being truly alive, that's what mindfulness is all about. It's about reclaiming those moments and bringing more joy and intention into your everyday life. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're rushing through your morning routine, grabbing coffee while scrolling through social media, already feeling overwhelmed by the day ahead. That's autopilot mode, folks, not exactly conducive to a happy and productive day, right? But what if, instead of reaching for your phone first thing, you took a few deep breaths, noticing the warmth of the sun on your skin, the scent of freshly brewed coffee, the sound of birds chirping outside? That's mindfulness in action. Just those few moments can shift your entire mindset, setting the tone for a more positive and focused day. See? It's not about drastic changes. It's about making small, intentional shifts that compound over time. You don't have to become a meditation guru overnight. Start with a few minutes of mindful breathing each day, be aware of your triggers, and practice self-compassion along the way. Trust me, the benefits are worth it. So, what are you waiting for? Take a deep breath, step into the present moment, and start building those healthy habits today. Share this episode with someone who needs to hear it, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We're in this together, folks, and remember, even small steps can lead to big changes. Until next time, keep decluttering your dopamine and chasing that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.